Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I am definitely on a roll because I'm recording episode after episode and I'm having fun doing it. I'm really enjoying it. And that's why I decided to increase the frequency of posting new episodes, as I said in my last episode. How many times can you say episode in one sentence? We'll never know. Well, this episode is actually about a really positive topic that comes from my experience, or the experience I'm making right now, because I am on a roll, as I said. I feel inspired to create, so I create every day. I either write or make music or record podcast episodes, and I'm having fun doing it a lot. I think in my last episode, I also mentioned that we oftentimes speak of downward spirals that we find ourselves in. But there is something that I call an upward spiral. Other people would call it momentum or motivation, but I think it's really nice to visualize it in a way that makes the movement and the drive kind of obvious. And I think an upward spiral is a great way to visualize it because it stands for growth. So I do think it's possible to create something like an upward spiral, and I do think it comes from action. I would recommend two things. The first thing is to use motivation when it comes to you. So every single time when you feel a little bit of motivation, take action right away and use that motivation. But we cannot rely on motivation because it's not constant. It's something that comes and goes and that we can't really control. One thing we can control is discipline. So the second thing would be, instead of relying on motivation, use discipline to get yourself going. And to keep yourself going, because that's important as you create this upward motion. And it's kind of like a snowball effect where it becomes easier and easier as you go and the more action you take, because you always get some kind of feedback. Not necessarily from people, but from the action itself. You get feedback through the way you feel, the things you think, your observations, the outcome of your action. So there are many variables that you get feedback from, and you can use this feedback to feed and fuel the next steps that you are going to take. And I think that's it. That's kind of the secret, you know, start. That's the secret behind creating an upward spiral, is to start, to rely on discipline to keep you going, to use motivation when it comes to you as kind of a multiplier of your energy and your actions, and then to use the feedback and positive results that you create to fuel your future actions. And that's kind of how you keep yourself going and how you create something worthwhile. And it's really no secret, and that's something I've realized with a lot of things that seem so far away from us, like huge successes, it's oftentimes not even that complicated. The secret is not a secret. It's like literally put your head down, work, and be smart about it. And oftentimes it's really very hands down observable things that get people to where they are. So we can kind of always take somebody else's results and try to reverse engineer their success and figure out the steps it took them to get to where they are. There's no like secret to success. The secret is really just doing the work. And I think that's about it for this episode. It's really easy to create an upward spiral through discipline, motivation, and continuous action. And mindful continuous action. And yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a short one for sure, but I really hope you liked it, and I felt really called to create it. So I really hope you could draw some inspiration and motivation from it. If you liked it, please make sure to rate my podcast on Apple Podcasts. I think you can also rate a podcast on Spotify. Not really sure, but I should know things like that. As a podcaster, I should know, but I don't really. So, you know what? Just rate my podcast. Wherever you're listening, just go for it. Thank you so much in advance, and I'll catch you in my next episode in a few days. Stay tuned. Bye.